And we're still getting communications through the Apollo range instrumented aircraft. We'll be picking up through Ascension shortly, at which time we'd expect the communications to improve, the noise to drop off. From Gene Cernan's report, also from the reports from Ron Evans, it appeared that translunar injection was extremely close to nominal. The crew read a cutoff time of 5 minutes 52 seconds. The pre-maneuver prediction was 5 minutes 51 seconds. And the cutoff velocity appeared to be very, very close to the planned normal. Booster engineer Frank Van Rensselaer reports the booster cutoff appeared to be exactly normal. Booster engineer now predicting that the maneuver to separation attitude will begin at about 3 hours, 33 minutes, 27 seconds.
Houston, how do you read?
17 Houston, we'd like Omni Delta.
Okay, I picked it up a little bit. How do you read now?
Read you loud and clear.
Okay, I hope you got all that. It was a beautiful burn right through sunrise. Did you get the numbers?
Yeah, we copied your VI and your EMS numbers, and we've got a number for you. The maneuver start time will be at 3 plus 33. Plus 2-7.
Okay, we got you. Maneuver at 3-3-3-2-7.
That's affirmative, Jack.
Guys didn't tell us we couldn't see anything going through the sunrise.
Roger. 17 Houston, we're making plans here for a spacecraft SEP time of 3 plus 4, 3.
Three plus four, three, roger.